All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you, telling you Happy New Year as we get into 2026 in your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we are coming to you from Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan, as it is Pro Wrestling America versus Motor City Wrestling, run by Raven and the Sheik. So we've turned the calendar into 2026. We're back in Detroit for the first time in a long time. As our normal every other month cycle, we have a series of five cross-promotional matches between some of PWA's great talent and some of MCW's great talent. The PWA has always had great relations with Motor City Wrestling ever since we helped get them started. We also have two PWA-only matches where Kendall Windham and Tracy Smothers are taking on the Gilbert Brothers, and Austin Idol taking on Greg the Hammer Valentine, who is debuting this week. Our main event, though, is the Motor City Wrestling heavyweight title, with Scott Steiner defending the title against Buff Bagwell. So it's going to be a great card. Let's jump right into it. First match, we start off with some of the cross promotionals. Thrillbilly Silas Mason versus Davey Boy Smith. Two great powerhouses with diverse styles. Thrillbilly Silas Mason from the 865, currently the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, taking on the British Bulldog from jolly old England. Both men show great in-ring prowess. Smith gets the win with a running power slam in a time of 6 minutes 54 seconds. So the PWA goes up one match to none in the series this tonight. Our second cross-promotional match has MCW Upper Peninsula Champion Don Morocco taking on Bradshaw from the Acolytes. Morocco takes Bradshaw to the limit, but Bradshaw takes him out with a clothesline from hell after Morocco misses a flying elbow drop from the top rope. So your winner in a time of 13 minutes 10 seconds is Bradshaw, giving PWA a 2-0 lead in tonight's series. Our third match has the MCW Tag Team Champions. Kind of a dispute here, as we'll see also later on. Raven and Sabu taking on three-time former Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Nightmares. The two teams have a great match, keeping the tempo of the match high. Raven takes final control of the match after hitting the even flow on Danny. Instead of going for the pin, Raven beats down on both Nightmares before Sabu tags himself in. Sabu tosses Ken out of the ring before nailing him with the triple jump leg drop. Raven nails Danny with a second even flow before finally getting the pin. Your winners in a time of 11 minutes 12 seconds are Raven and Sabu. MCW is closing the gap to 2-1. Taking a break from our cross-promotional matches, Kendall Windham and Tracy Smothers get their chance at the Gilbert Brothers. Kendall and Tracy have been gunning for Hot Stuff and Hyatt International since they rejoined the PWA. They have the beginnings of a great match, but it is cut short when Eddie pulls a pair of brass knuckles out of his tights and nails Tracy right in front of David Manning. Manning immediately calls for the bell. Your winners in a time of 6 minutes 53 seconds by disqualification are Kendall Windham and Tracy Smothers. Eddie and Doug continue to beat on Kendall. The rest of the Nightmares rush the ring to help their stablemates. They are followed by the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. The ring fills quickly. Destruction takes place all around the ringside area. The Nightmares manage to clear house of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. They stand tall in the ring while Missy tries to corral her men back to the dressing room area. The next match has Austin Idol going up against Greg the Hammer Valentine in his PWA debut. And Idol and Valentine have a magnificent match. Both give the fans exactly what they came to Detroit for. Classic wrestling action. Both men show their great wrestling ability. Idol and Missy try to control the tenor of the match, but Sunshine comes down to even the playing field. Missy tries to give Idol the advantage with a handful of powder, but Valentine ducks. The powder flies into Idol's eyes. Valentine works over Idol's left leg before locking in the figure four. Missy tries to distract David Manning while Idol taps, but Manning sees him and calls for the bell. Your winner, in a time of 20 minutes, 28 seconds, is Greg the Hammer Valentine. Missy climbs into the ring and yells at Manning. Sunshine also climbs into the ring and tackles Missy. The two women fight until their men separate them. The women struggle to get at each other, but Idol and Valentine manage to drag them to opposite corners before getting them back to the dressing room. So a good debut for Greg the Hammer Valentine. All right, our fourth cross-promotional match has two of the great favorites for both the new United States and Canadian heavyweight title tournaments. Barry Windham comes out first with woman representing Motor City Wrestling. Living legend Larry Zbysko comes down to the ring with Sunshine representing PWA. Sunshine and women get into it early in the match until referee Dave Hebner tosses both of them out of the ringside area. Zbysko tries to take control of the match quickly after the women are escorted away. Zbysko whips Windham into the turnbuckle, but Hebner gets caught in the turnbuckle. Zbysko grabs a foreign object from his boot. Windham nails him with the bulldog, but Hebner isn't around to make the count. Windham goes to check on Hebner. Zbysko grabs the object again and nails Windham with it when he turns around. Zbysko covers him, but Hebner is still down in the corner. Zbysko gets back to his feet and kicks at Hebner to wake him up. Zbysko yells at him to get back to his feet. Windham nails him from behind with a running knee lift, knocking Zbysko back into Hebner. Hebner rolls out of the ring. Dave Hebner is not having a good night tonight in this match. Windham takes control from that point. As Hebner gets back into the ring, Windham nails Zbysko with yet another bulldog. Hebner crawls over to make the pinfall count. Windham gets his hand raised. Tonight's series is now even at two apiece, waiting for that fifth and final turnout as Barry Windham gets the win in a time of 22 minutes, 22 seconds. Our fifth and final cross-promotional match has the PWA American Tag Team Champions, the Gorgeous Gentlemen, battling the other team that claims to be the MCW Tag Team Champions, Dirty Dutch Mantel and Wildfire Tommy Rich. This great champion versus maybe champion match is a great match. Both of the MCW champions have been in the PWA before. They each have their own fan base among the PWA fans. Chris Adams has been in the MCW before and has a great following among their fans. Everyone is looking forward to this match. All four men have a brilliant match, showing that both the PWA and the MCW see as championship material. Mantel and Garvin are taken out of the match in an early brawl when Garvin takes Mantel over the top rope with a clothesline. Both men's heads hit the floor. In what has now become an impromptu singles match, Adams and Rich showcase their talents in both their typical offensive moves, but also their ability to change strategies because of their opponent. Rich has Adams down after a Thes press, but Garvin nails him with the right hand. Adam rolls Rich over to get the pin. So your winners, in a time of 17 minutes, 48 seconds, are your PWA American Tag Team Champions, Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, Gentleman Chris Adams, the Gorgeous Gentleman. So the PWA wins the series 3-2, which leads us into our main event tonight. MCW Heavyweight title on the line, with Scott Steiner defending the title against the man he defeated for the title, Buff Bagwell. Bagwell took the title from Rick Steiner and injured his leg in the process. Scott took up the task of avenging his brother, regaining the title. Bagwell demanded his automatic rematch be held tonight. So in a high-paced match, both wrestlers pulled out all the stops. The MCW fans are on their feet for the whole match. Bagwell climbs the turnbuckle to finish Scott off with the Buff Blockbuster, but Rick jumps the guardrail and knocks him off the turnbuckle onto the floor. Rick slams his head into the ring post before rolling him into the ring. Scott picks him up and whips him across the ring for the Frankensteiner to get the pin. In a time of 16 minutes, 39 seconds, your winner and still Motor City Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Scott Steiner. Scott retains the title, and Rick climbs into the ring to celebrate with his brother as the episode ends. All right, another great match and card with Motor City Wrestling and our cross-promotional allies in the International Alliance of Wrestling. Very great to have these moments to bring in a little bit extra talent every couple of months. But we are heading towards St. Valentine's Day Massacre in our own right. Motor City Wrestling's on their own trajectory. But everybody also, as I mentioned earlier, is gearing up for the title tournaments. United States Heavyweight Tournament and the Canadian Heavyweight Tournament with all of the members of the IAW involved. This is going to be great once we get past St. Valentine's Day. But we got to get there first. I encourage you to be back next week having a great time in 2026 with your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.